What is going to happen, everybody? Nolan North and Drew Lewis.
Hello.
With the Retro Replay, Retro Rewind podcast. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Mortal Kombat. Let's jump right in. This is like a game. This is like,
yeah.
As games go, they don't get much more famous.
Yeah, that's true. Or bloody.
My favorite part of this whole thing, though, was I had a big crush on Olivia Newton-John and Sonya Blade. I mean, with the leg warmers. I mean, she's just,
yeah,
it's all about it. Just, yeah. I don't know. It just did it for me. I'm like, yeah, let her kick my ass. Yeah. Just no safe word. I don't need a safe word. Let's do this.
Her fatality is basically your wet dream.
Yeah, pretty much. Anything that involves her. And I think I did pretty good. I did okay in here. You know, getting in there with Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade. Well, as good as I was at this time, I mean, I'm getting better. I did learn about one of the finest finishing moves in all of video gaming, the spine shredding fatality of Sub-Zero.
It's gnarly.
I had my spine removed in this game.
You did?
Yes. And you may not see it with this audio podcast, but you're going to feel it. Let's get to Mortal Kombat.
Send an email and then you send it and immediately you're like, I'm not sure if I should have sent that email.
Well, it's not like you murdered a puppy or something. Huh? Well, you never know.
It's a weird coffee.
So sent the email to have my dog euthanized. He's perfectly healthy.
He's perfectly
but I press send.
That's the worst way to start anything.
What is this?
Well, why don't you start the fucking thing and we can actually do it right?
Oh, right. Hi, everybody. What is going to happen? Nolan North, Troy Baker. We're on the couch.
Yes.
We're just having some beverages and we got these big things here.
You've
multiple buttons.
You've commented on my shoes before, right? I wore these especially for you today.
Why don't you tell the nice people out there how excited you were to get them?
I am, because that's a fun story. I actually forgot that I ordered these shoes, and that's when I got cut off from ordering shoes.
Yeah.
But what's most important is that, you see this stripe right here? This little, little stripe? It's almost like a stripe of, what color is that? The color of...
it's red.
Color of blood?
Well, for you, it's apparently the color of money. Because it's a lot.
This is the color of blood. I wore them in celebration today because there's going to be blood.
Oh.
There will be blood.
I get it. Because as I found out in our little notes, this is one of the goriest, most violent games ever.
This is
the thing that you look up video game gore and violence.
This is it. The game. 92 arcade classic. Just seminal game from my childhood.
Seminal.
Kids. Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Mortal Kombat!
Meep, 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 meep.
Oh, you don't understand. I remember. I don't know what that was. That was terrible.
That was.
I was like.
There's the techno song. It was like, Mortal Kombat! Like in 94 when the movie came out.
Right.
Fight.
Boom, dun, dun. It was on the radio. There was a radio single for Mortal Kombat.
I did not know.
I remember the first time I walked past this. They are showing blood. Like the first time, and you'll see this, when you uppercut the person on the bridge and they go down and they get impaled on the pikes. I was like, that's what I did.
Hey, little advice.
Don't ever do that face again.
Don't ever do that face again. Okay.
Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh.
It's also his orgasm face.
So, well, I was...
Which I only saw once through a window.
No.
An accidental shade open.
Through a window.
The window shade's open. I only got one eye on it, but let me tell you something. It's like that.
That's why you asked me to leave the windows open.
What was that? Wow. You know what? I can't get over it. I've been watching some of the... You know, the gameplay, the foreplay, and...
The foreplay.
The foreplay of the gameplay.
Like some of the they look like real. It's
so
like not
this
typical game.
You are absolutely correct. So this game actually took people. I'm trying to remember. See if this is on here. The guy's name's Daniel. I can't remember his name. He played like four of the characters. Dang it, Bruce. What is it, Drew?
Bruce?
I've been calling
wow.
him Bruce. I'm telling you, Daniel, whatever his name is, little Danny Z.
Okay.
We'll look it up and just do this. Boop, there it is. That's his name. This guy played four characters. He was Sub-Zero and Scorpion and Johnny Cage. I don't think he was Kano, but I think he was also Goro. And so these are actually people, that, and they shot them doing all these poses, and like nobody had any idea what this thing was going to be. And the lovely Sonya Blade, I believe, was in Playboy.
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
Look at her.
Dude, she is a badass.
By the way, is that Olivia Newton-John?
No, the headband.
Let's get physical, physical. She's got a green leotard.
We are. I don't know how you feel about
it. You know what? I just can't see her in the jungle because she's wearing green.
We all know how you feel about Olivia Newton-John.
I really like me some Olivia Newton-John.
What's up with the bandanas at that era?
That is straight up, well, it was to keep the sweat out of the eyes.
Well, I know what it was for,
but, I mean,
but
like,
it's not, remember, Olivia Newton-John made it famous in her aerobicizing videos that I didn't have. First album cover I ever made out with was...
Hold on, the first? Cage, there he is. Yeah, same guy as Sub-Zero, and you can kind of like tell without the mask on. That lovely gentleman in the back is the evil Shang Tsung, who...
Shang Tsung, is the guy sitting in the throne?
Yes, this is his tournament.
They're strong, man. My friends and I are the volleyball tournament.
And who are all these penis heads in the crowd?
Those are monks.
Clearly, no. They're monks? Look, they all look the same.
No.
Looks like Kung Fu, or whatever his name has been, having relations.
These are all my children.
Mm-mm.
They all look the same.
Mm-mm.
They are all clones. Wow. Oh, look at he knocked her down and put on glasses.
Yeah, let's see how he does.
Is that Corey Hart?
He's from Hollywood.
Is that Corey Hart?
No, it's not Corey Hart. I know what you're saying.
I wear my sun...
Play it.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
That guy's kind of an enigma, Corey Hart.
What?
We had that song, and it's like, it looked like somebody, like he wrote that song for somebody else, and nobody wanted to record it, so he went out and did it. I don't know why.
You'll see, I'm going to do this myself.
He chews on the words a little bit.
Like John Mayer.
Remember that face I told you not to do
anymore? Is that the other one?
That's the second one. Mm. That's number two on my list.
It's his face.
Welcome to Face Games. This is brutal. Johnny Cage, I do know this. This is our boy, JCVD. There is never enough Mortal Kombat.
It looks like it is.
Sort of.
And the reason why is it was supposed to be. However, the development of the first game was originally based on an idea that Ed Boon and John Tobias had of making a video game starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, whose likeness can be seen in the character Johnny Cage.
I would like to see...
There was never enough money.
I'm going to play Cybertron.
No, that's Kano.
Kano. Cyborg.
Kano knows how to capture your heart. I'll tell you what, let me just bring you up to speed with the... PLOT! For ages, it was a competition of honor and glory. Noble warriors from around the globe were invited to take part, each seeking to win the title of Grand Champion. But that was a long time ago, .. Before the tournament was corrupted by the evil demon Shang Tsung, not really a demon, he just gets a bad rap, a warrior who took not only the lives of his opponents, but their very souls. Your soul is mine.
Your soul is mine.
With the aid of his pupil, Goro, a hideous half-human dragon, Tsung began a domination of the content, which has lasted for centuries. Today, 500 years later, the contest begins anew as warriors once again gather to partake in Mortal Kombat! I'm gonna do it every time.
I don't know how to use this.
So, all right. Button mashing is not your friend here. Because do you remember, like in Dead or Alive, how you needed to be a little bit more precise? I mean, you kind of did kick my ass a little bit with the button mashing.
Okay. go. Hayoigata!
Yeah. Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna play Mortal Kombat, and I'm gonna destroy you. I'm gonna be like Baraka, just.
Oh, maybe you will, or maybe you won't.
I just need to do, like, I don't know what these moves are, and you're just over here just button mashing.
That's all I do.
Because that's what I'm good at. There's a skeleton on the wall.
That was you. We're gonna teach you a really nice little trick.
Here's what I have a problem with.
Yes.
8 buttons.
Yes.
5 fingers.
Yes, you don't need all of them. So, you need high pitch, low punch, low kick, high kick, and then block. Low kick, low block, and high block.
So okay? I only need 6.
You really only need
Again,
6.
Again, 5 fingers.
Yeah, but that's dexterity. So I'm gonna go, I'll go with Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Okay.
He was like ripping throats out with a rope or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Get over here!
I think Steve Bloom does it in the game now.
What a perfect voice for it.
There we go, and oops. Get over there. See, this is a little bit different.
Get over here, I'm Steve Bloom.
A lot of people don't know that. That's Steve's real voice.
Yep.
He's got an amazing range, just amazing. He's got a lit cigar in his trachea. A lot of people don't know that.
Shit.
Well, you go, Scorpion. You won. That's great.
There you go, Scorp.
I have a feeling that I'm not going to. I'm going to just do the announcer. I don't think I'm going to be very good at this.
There it
is. Oh, there he is. He looks like he threw the rope into Liu Kang's throat. And down goes Scorpion. He's throwing fists. He's got some real acrobatic moves, but he's ended up on his back more times than a Cleveland prostitute. All right. Oh, and Liu Kang's back, but he snaps right back up. Oh, here's a finish him. Call to action. Will he move?
Up, high punch, right?
What just happened?
Trying to get their fatalities.
Here he comes up. And here he comes up to fight Scorpion, taking on Olivia Newton-John, one and only Sonya. Oh, and there it goes. That is, my God.
So these buttons are mapped differently. Damn it. There we go.
Whoa, Sonya's just.
Oh, there's the grab.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was cool. She did like. That was a nice move. She's got that kind of like a Kelly Lynch vibe from Roadhouse. Remember her and Kelly?
Yeah, dude.
Down goes Olivia Newton-John. My God, looks like it's second time this month that Sonya will be bleeding. Oh, and Sonya with the acrobatic move. Oh,
Are you kidding me? She beat me?
She beat you bad.
You should jump in here too, and we can play together and we can learn.
But you just want to beat me up.
No, I'll be nice.
No, you won't.
I'll be nice.
No, you won't.
I'll be nice.
All right, you promise?
Yeah.
No mercy.
Player 2 has entered the tournament.
Tournament. Now,
I can be red.
I'm going to be
green Sonya.
Sub-Zero and Scorpion as always. That's like the classic match. Raiden, God of Thunder.
I don't know. I like this.
Played by Christopher Lambert in the movie.
What kept you?
Sorry.
All right. Boom. And then bam.
Nobody sit.
All right, so figure out, I'm gonna press block. Now, just figure out some, Kano's. Let's look it up. I never play with Kano. Hold on, back up Speedy. I'm gonna give you some things. So you hold block and you go like this. No, four, there you go, and I'll let it go. Look at that. So it's cannonball.
I'm a spinner.
Hold block and go back forward.
Hold block and go back forward.
There's your knife.
Hey, how you doing?
I've taught you all I can teach you. Ooh, that block's working good for you, son. Ooh, nice cancel out at the same time.
I want to throw a knife in your neck.
Oh, dude. There you go, man. Look at you. You're actually doing really good.
Oh, no, my neck. Oh, my God, don't.
Finish him. Scorpion wins.
And it's just block
I
up.
I have
up.
Fun even when I lose because you know it's all about
here
being.
Here we go!
Oh, I was in the middle of a spin.
You were in the middle of your spin.
They've taught you all I can teach you.
Ah-ha-ha! All right. This was two. Mother bitch. Really? Don't just button mash. Look at you. Good job. Okay. So,
Kano back. Wins. You know what his full name is? Cocaine. Hey, want to play Mortal Kombat, kids? Stay off the snow. You know what I mean? Frosty rails ain't going to help you. Button mashing, cocaine, bad mix.
Now you're Sub-Zero. Down, forward, low punch. It's my favorite. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going over here.
Down to forward low punch.
But what am I doing here?
Ha! Stop grabbing my neck.
Don't throw spikes in my neck. It's really not cool.
Okay, hey, what's this do? What's that? Nothing.
Right. Down forward low punch is what you want to do.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what this guy
back
does.
Low kick and high kick at the same time.
I don't know where those are.
Oh, scorpion, you prick. Ah, dead.
Shit. Sub-Zero, come on.
Ooh.
I will try to finish him, but now why am I woozy?
Why can I not do it? Let's block up. All right, you want to show somebody else?
Sure. Why don't we play today where you kill all my guys?
Yep. I'm still sticking with my guy. I'm going to still stick with Scorpion because that's my dude.
I played already as Mark Strong, right?
Do you want to be
look at this
Johnny
guy.
Cage?
Yeah, Johnny Cage.
All right, do Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage. Is this? Electric Man?
I think he was on
oh,
two.
Oh, shit. I'm
you're Raiden. All right, Raiden. So Raiden is going to be down forward low punch.
I don't. That's low punch. Down forward low punch.
It's like a, there you go. Flying Thunder God is back forward. So back forward. Teleport down up.
Teleport down up.
Just go down up. Down up.
Down up.
Flawless victory. Flawless victory.
Well, I don't know what that means.
You beat me without taking any damage.
You yes. left the room to pee. I was like, I won!
Yes, pretty much.
That's terrible. Okay.
This is a flawless victory.
I tried to teleport away from the throat kill.
Now I'm going to see if I can get the fatality in this one. I can't believe I used to have this down. I could do this in my shalit.
Who are the people in the back?
Those are all you, if you see, bro. There's Johnny Cage, there's...
It's not good.
Goro.
Oh, I was trying to...
Get over here!
Oh, it's so good. You have anticipated my...
Shit, he stood up when he should have sat down. Look at this guy. Raiden. Look at him, his stupid little hat.
I'll get there.
Wow, I'm having lots of fun.
Come
everybody
on.
Enjoying this?
This is fun.
Sure, let's try Johnny Cage. Hey, Johnny, want to get killed?
Yeah, we'll for sure get...
Johnny, don't walk into the spike. Johnny, jump that. Johnny Cage, I think he likes it. Oh, how's that? Oh, nice throw. Scorpion wins. At least I didn't get spiked in the throw.
Oh, just wait. That's coming.
How could this be fun for you?
Oh, it's so much fun for me.
Look at I'm going to, you know what? Okay. Just going to take
no,
it.
No. Fight.
I can't.
Fight for your, there we go. See? Now it's not a flawless victory.
But, I mean, you got to see the lead up to like him throwing that stupid thing.
Hold on. He's taking a shit. Just hold on. I'll just be right here. I'm taking a shit. I promise. I'm just taking a shit.
Mother, are you kidding?
Don't worry, buddy. You know what that's called? That's called the squat thrust.
Fight!
I call it the crab. I just call it. Oh no! Hold on. It's okay. Oh, God.
Not bad. There you go.
Finish him. Hold on. I'm peeing now.
No! I can't get a fucking fatality to save my life. Are you kidding me?
You just won. Isn't winning enough?
No.
You want to take my head off, don't you?
I was going to impale you on the spikes. Another. Fires. Game. Loop. Case. About to turn the floor on in cash pull. Night.
Now I'm going to play.
You can grab like a son of a bitch. Ooh, shit. It's like poker, where I can't play against someone who's just going to bet anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, but look what you... Oh.
By the way, your strategy of just like hunkering down and waiting for someone to fall into your high punch is...
Is it flawed?
No, it's time-honored tradition, and I won.
Oh, look at that. You know, dude, what? That's a shitty move. It's a shitty move.
Ooh, shit, Sonya.
Red Sonya.
Dude, there you go.
Red Sonya.
Come on.
Yeah, Sonya wins.
There you go. That right
My
there.
My name is Sonya. She wears the green leotards.
And she got, you know who she used to date? Sylvester Stallone.
Ew, I really like a masculine woman. Hey. Hey.
No. You know what she's doing? She's doing, this is the Lady P. Lady P.
Lady P.
Lady P. The Lady P move. Come on. What do you got?
Come on now. Come on.
One was pretty unforgiving.
Come on, Scorpion.
Two.
Come on, Scorpion. Oh, you're not going to get that. Scorpion, not going to get me. You're not gonna get me, boy!
Come on, Sonya.
You can do it, baby. You got it.
Oh,
no. I don't want the spike in the... I don't mind if you... You don't mind if you kill me. Just don't kill me with the spike. Oh, no. What'd you do?
Finally.
What fatality. The...
There's something we haven't done
yet. I wanted her to strip down, but not all the flesh.
I'll do a little Liu Kang.
Wow.
You know what, okay.
But hold on, can we not, are we gonna literally just go past the fact that you just blew fire on my shoes and I went up like a tinderbox?
Felt so good. Now, this was a game that introduced this arena to...
Hold on, are you guys saying this?
Yeah.
It's just mean.
Introduced the world to fatalities. And then they would build upon it. And so, I mean, 20, how many years later? 26 years later? 27 years later?
Yeah.
This game is still improving upon that one little... shtick of fatalities. The fatalities, like in the new Mortal Kombat, are B-A-N-A-N-A-S. They're stupid.
Hold on. Bananas. I got it. Could you remove your hand from there?
No.
I feel like you're gonna hurt me. You just threw the beating of my life down on me. And then you set me on fire. I don't know how to feel about this.
Oh, there's so many things I could do. As Kano, you could rip out my heart. Like Liu Kang turns into a dragon. Or was that on
what?
Two? Dude, the fatalities were everything. And nobody told you. There wasn't like this.
But what, is there a special move for your, to do that big killer?
Fatalities? And then in two, they got even bigger.
So when it says finish him, that's when you're supposed to do.
That is a prompt. And there was nothing like posted on the game. You just learned about how to do this. So someone said, hey, if you hold block and up, Scorpion will rip off his face or rip off his mask showing just a skull and burn you. We're like, no way. If you high punch on the bridge, it'll make you impale somebody. This was all like proliferated just by word of mouth. Or if you, there was no like look it up online.
No, but there wasn't a manual in the...
This was an arcade game. So the fatalities...
So there wasn't the guy who passed out the quarters going up with the block.
Yeah.
Nothing like that?
That was it.
Oh, wow. So you had to figure it out on your own.
Some guy figured it out and passed it along, and so it was total underground how these fatalities came to be.
Oh, wow.
So, and then it got even crazier.
So the fatalities are just get crazier and crazier so you can just humiliate your friends, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, I get the gist of it now.
Raiden makes you explode. Kano rips out your heart. Johnny Cage punches your head off. Sub-Zero.
I read about that.
Freezes you and rips out your spine. Or is that on two? Two is one of my favorite. We'll have to play two eventually because it gets...
No, the SNES version, because that was Nintendo.
That was like the Disney version. Sega Genesis version of the game also featured censorship of violence and gore, with fatalities even more censored than the SNES version, not SNES. However, the game had a famous blood code, Abacab, yeah. A nod to the album Abacab by the band Genesis.
That was- This was back when people were just really worrying about video game violence.
In the days of right now.
I grew up watching, you know, Three Stooges, and I never smashed anyone in the head with a hammer.
And they started blaming this. It's like, it's like
that kid. You hear about the kid? Oh, yeah, 11th grader.
Put on sunglasses and tights.
Put on sunglasses, and you know what he did? He ripped out someone's spine.
Yeah, you never
saw that story because it never happened. I understand if becomes really popular and little kids don't need to. But as you get older, come on, you got to kind of get with it and learn that, yeah, you don't set people on fire.
2020 did a special on this where they thought that this was literally devolving us as a society because it was worshiping violence.
And his parents, Al and Christina, say he won't stop, can't stop playing.
Kid puts on sunglasses, goes to school with no shirt on, and I'm Johnny Cage.
Kind of an indication.
Starts throwing uppercuts.
That's a
you
different.
You are failing as a parent.
You should have known that. That doesn't happen when he's like a second grader or whatever. You know that going is like that. We're already starting to see kind of like what Traveler is kind of like, where he's starting to maybe lean. But if I see that he's like, dude, he kind of has a tendency to be a little bit more violent, then we're going to deal with that head on. And I'm probably not going to let him play Mortal Kombat or games that are going to be a little more violent.
He insists his name is Raiden and he keeps electrocuting the cat.
He's the god of don't.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that. It's a different cat clip. Kittens. Why not? Why not? Every time I wanna like just let that go.
Okay, he's pulling me back in.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
This is devolved. Thank you for the education of getting murdered.
No, we're gonna
hope
do more.
Hope you enjoyed yourself.
How long
can we drown me in this too? What's that?
These people sent us this it's called a BitBoy. Like a little Game Boy.
What?
Yeah. And it's got all like the classic games.
Handheld?
Yeah. So I mean it's like a little mini Game Boy, but without having to put in the different cartridges, it just has everything kinda like preloaded up.
I want one.
Yeah.
Where do I get it?
Just whoop right there. And they sent this to us because they know that we love retro games. And they said that if any of our replayers want to get their hands on one, they can put in a little promo code and get 20% off, I think.
Yeah. BitBoy. Get yours right there. I'm going to get mine right there. Or I'm just going to take his.
No.
Yeah, hold on.
No.
Yeah, now it's mine. Yeah. Oh, wait. It was yours first. Sorry.
You want to do Kano? I'll walk you through. Kano, you did the spinny spin.
I want to do spinny spin.
In the movie, was this Aussie.
Hold on, I want to do this guy. I want to do, the guy rips out a spine.
Yeah, spine rip. Forward, down, forward, high punch. I should know that by heart. So, all you got to do is beat her. You know what? I'm going to let you beat me, okay?
Hold on, I want to.
She's whooping your ass, dude. Sonya's, that was the thing. The leg sweep. In the movie, 1995, I believe, she was played by the lovely Bridget Wilson, which we've mentioned on the show.
Yes.
Before, she married Pete Sampras.
Is that Bridget Wilson?
Yes, she was also in Billy Madison.
I met Bridget Wilson.
No, Sonya, I'll give me a break.
Okay.
Where'd you meet her?
School. School. Kids went to school together. I walked by the door, I said, my God, that guy looks like Pete Sampras. That's Pete Sampras.
Advantage Sampras. It's cruel.
I'm going to let you in because you need to discover how it feels to do a fatality. Okay. So you're playing a Sub-Zero.
All right.
So you're going, your
moves.
So
what is my fatality move?
So remember this. You're going to win, and it's going to be forward, down, forward, high punch. So find your high punch.
Hold on. Forward, down, forward, high punch.
Bam. Do that to me again.
Forward, down, forward, high punch. Forward, down, forward, high punch.
Sub-Zero wins.
And you're going to do it one more time.
Okay. You're going to let me win. I like this.
So, all the way. Take us all the way home. One more. Do it again.
I pulled out your spine!
Yes!
Oh!
See?
Oh, that is... Oh.
Double flow.
Yes.
Do you want to be Louis Kang?
I don't want to do this anymore.
You don't do this anymore?
No, it's never going to get better than that. I gotta work. That whole thing was kind of.
It kind of broke your brain a little bit.
A little bit.
I put more quarters into this game. I could have sent all of us to college on this. And you don't understand. Like we would sneak out at night. Like this is what I did with my.
This was the game.
This was my game. I would sneak out at night. My dad had a 1963 Volvo P1800. And I would sneak out, and I would go to the bowling alley overnight and just pray that, like, the cop wasn't there on patrol, because it'd be like, because Plano had a curfew, like, what are you doing out? And it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I would have, like, $5 or $10, and I would just play Mortal Kombat. I'd meet up with my friend Steven Kirkenbauer, maybe. This was the road that I went down. For some reason, this last week, have you ever, like, kind of, like, rifled through your old, like, music collection? And you're like, man, I haven't listened to this record in forever. And instantly, it was a time in my life where it was nothing but Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, and Aerosmith. Like, I went down, and not like even like Slippery When Wet or New Jersey. It was like, Keep the Faith. And Crossroads. Keep the Faith especially was like a big album for me. I would listen to that album.
I took his head off and ripped his spine out.
I would listen to that record.
And I did it.
Now, what kicked us off is that last episode that we did where we talked about Warrant. I was like, man, I haven't listened to like Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinkin' Rich or Cherry Pie like in a long time.
Yeah.
And I pulled those up. Go.
Sidebar.
Go.
I once met the Cherry Pie girl from that.
She's my Cherry Pie. From the video or from the album cover?
From the video.
Oof.
Yeah, she was
pretty.
She was real pretty.
She was a nice, upstanding girl. Okay, yeah. You're going to, on this, you better beat her, because this is where you're going to get the other one. Oh, let me see it. I got to see if I can beat.
I like this.
Pause the story real quick, because.
Okay. Pause the story. No, not the game. Oh, he's frozen her. I like it. Come on. Come on, do your thing. Yeah, freeze her. Ba-dam. Sonya doesn't do too well in the cold.
So see if I can tell this story. So I was going down, like, there was one song on this Bon Jovi record, Keep the Faith, called Dry County, and it was like 7 minutes long. It's like one of those songs, right? And my friend and I, Steven, on our way to school, we would start playing that song, and it was like a 5 minute.
Finisher.
Yep, there it is. Bam.
Well, that was a bit gratuitous.
So good. It was like a 5 minute drive from my house to the school. The song is 7 minutes and 43 seconds long or something like that. Correct me, whoop. But right around the time I was supposed to be pulling into the parking lot for our high school is when like the badass guitar solo kick in. Okay. And it was wrong, nay, sacrilege to cut off that song. So we would be like, well, we can't turn it off. So we would drive around so we could hear the guitar solo. And then they told us, they made the mistake of telling us, it's better to be absent than to be tardy. So we would not go to school that day. We would go to Brahms.
So basically, because of Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
You listened to a song.
I had to go to truancy court because I skipped so much school.
Yeah. And here you are.
And here I am playing video games on the couch.
pretty much where every teacher said you would be.
Pretty much.
They just didn't think you could make a living doing it. I told you that story about the teacher. I don't know but my teacher actually gave me detention and sat me down. And I said, should I do my homework or what do I do? Because I had never had it. He said, no, why don't you sit there and think about where these stupid voices of yours are going to get you someday.
You're like,
And I was like, he's right.
There's a game called Uncharted.
Like, I guess you're wrong.
Did you ever have that fantasy of like, did you ever go back to your high school? Did you ever go to your reunions?
No.
I never went to my reunion either.
No, I have nothing. It's in the rear view.
But
did
you never had that fantasy of like coming back in and all of them going, because man, I was not the cool kid, dude.
No.
I was not the one where people thought, oh, this guy's going to go places.
I don't think high school is the appropriate place to do that. I used to go back and I would just go to various grocery stores. And if I saw somebody I went to school with, I just walked up and spit on them.
I'm better than you.
And they'd be like, oh, Nolan? I'm like, yeah.
It's like that scene in Flatliners where the bully spits on him. I can't watch that scene. I have a thing with spit. I can't do spit.
Okay, one of the funniest things I ever saw, when I don't know if this is so bad, but we were doing a 13-year-old all-star baseball team, and we had to go up to Bennington, Vermont for this big tournament. And we all rode on the bus, and our parents were in the cars following behind us, but we got to be on the bus, and it was a team bus. It was a big deal. So there was a kid on our team. It was kind of like the Kelly Leak from Bad News Bears, you know, Jackie Earle.
Yeah, Watchmen, Preacher. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
So he was kind of the tough kid, you know? His name's Tommy, and Tommy's a cool cat. And here we go, and we're on the band. And he had started to go like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Like that became this thing. What you gonna do? And we're going through this town, and there's kids in these townies. Okay, you can see them on their bikes. They had nothing to do with this tournament. Bennington, here comes our bus. And there was one kid on our team who was kind of like, I think he was like one of the coach's son's friend. And everybody had to be represented, and he got on the team. And he didn't really play. He was a nice kid, but kind of just, and he leaned out, decided to get in on the action. He opened up that window.
Oh, no.
And he goes, what you gonna do? And a kid just went, and he, I mean, the big, like, imagine if somebody took a fistful of oysters and threw it and hit him, and it was hit him, and it was hanging off his nose. It was doing this. It was this. It was this one. He's going, and he starts crying, going, it didn't hit me.
Oh,
and it's like a spider web. It's coming off his face. It didn't hit me.
Oh, no.
And we got off the bus, and these kids, tough as they were, they standing right there. We got off the bus, and we're laughing, and we just went over to them and started high-fiving them. and they were like, they didn't know what to do. Next thing I know, they took us to like this river. We hung out all week with these guys, and this river where you can swim. It was so much fun. We ended up came second in the tournament, but that poor kid, he took one to the face. I've never seen in my life.
So nauseating.
I mean, it was thick. It was like, you know how you drink like orange soda, and it becomes like almost like taffy, your spit. This thing hit this kid, and he's like, I swear, this has got to be 35 years ago, and that kid is still going, it's in my hair still. Daddy, what is that? That is the end of my innocence as a child. When, oh my! And by the way, I tell that story going, wow, his whole team just turned on him and went,
you were shitty friends,
well,
man.
Well, we were friends. We didn't know the kid, but we were like.
That guy's like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison putting on a lipstick right now. It's just. Oh, man. Well, that sounds to me like the absolute worst fatality that you could do to anybody. It's like, ooh, yeah. Loogie-tality. Yeah.
Up, down, right, up, down, block is... and you just catch, I mean, oh.
Well, while I completely try to delete that image from my memory and instead replace it with wonderful memories of playing this game, we ask you, what do we play next?
I'm still feeling that in L3. Ooh, I can still feel it.
Yeah, they got you. They got you. When you landed on the spikes, that probably was the best part for me. You know, the death by spikes.
Yeah.
It was good.
Death by spikes. Yeah, death by spikes is definitely, it's something else. I really did, I enjoyed, we had a sighting of mittens, and that always seems to make me happy, no matter what. Just that, meow. I mean, and if anybody is new to Retro Replay and has listened to this and hasn't seen it, just do a Retro Replay search of mittens, and you'll know what we're talking about. That's I think that's my finishing move.
It is.
Is just mittens.
For sure. But I think the greatest finishing move ever is the story of your friend on the bus who spit the loogie out of the window and it landed.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It stuck on his eyes, hanging off of his eyebrow. So it didn't hit me. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? That's the greatest.
What you gonna
greatest
do?
Finishing
he
move.
He finally stepped up. He was that sheep among a bunch of other wolves, and he just decided, I'm gonna get in on this and be one of the guys.
Yes.
Open that bus window and basically said, no, world, you're not kicking, you know, dirt in my face anymore. And instead they spit on him. I'm sure he is either in therapy or just sitting somewhere polishing a gun. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for joining us, and let's get to the credits as read by the replayers.
What is going to happen, everybody? I'm Andrew, otherwise known as HockeyTown787 in the live chat on the YouTubes. I gave soup to Drew, and that means I get to read the credits for this week's episode. Subscribe to the channel so you can join people like me in being a part of the best damn community on the internet. Also, leaving reviews for this podcast on iTunes is a pretty cool way to help others like you find us. Thanks to Stephanie Judge, who makes this episode look good, and to Paul Bach and Eric Toso for making it sound good. You can follow my dear friend Nolan on Twitter at Nolan_North and Instagram at ReallyNolanNorth. And of course, follow the King of Soup, Drew, at Drew Lewis, and our resident Canadian, Big Papa PJ, at PJ Harzma on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter at HockeyTown787. This channel is made possible by soup from people like you. To find out about all the things Retro Replay and sign up for the newsletter, go to RetroReplayShow.com. From the Great Lakes state of Michigan, this is Andrew. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.
Hey, everybody, what's going to happen? Nolan
you
North
can't,
Troy Baker.
You fucked it
I
up.
I want to go backwards.
Why?
Because I just don't know what's happening.